with Jess.
All right, you guys, Nate just counted us in. Here we go. Welcome to Success with Jess. Yeah, woo woo. All right, you guys, I'm pretty pumped up. I'm leaving for Canada tomorrow. I mean, everyone's going to miss us. We're going to be gone so long.
So long.
It's like back to the Dance Moms days where we're just gone. 6 weeks. Oh my gosh. What are Tom and Jaden going to do without us?
I don't know.
Whatever they want.
Right?
Yeah. There's going to be pack no up the RV.
Rules.
Yes. Yes. I'm actually excited for them. Yeah. I'm excited for me to have like some time with JoJo, and I'm excited for them to have some time with each other. But Yeah. So in honor of us going to Canada tomorrow, I thought it would be fun to talk about the places I've traveled, you know, and talk about that today. But I want to talk to you about what today's day is, because you're going to like this one.
What is it?
It's National Handwriting Day.
Ooh.
Right? See, I knew you were going to like it.
That.
Yeah. You're into that because you have really good handwriting.
I try.
Yes. No, you do. It's really good. And my friend Janelle has really good handwriting. Mm-hmm. I pride myself on having really good handwriting when I'm not in a hurry. Sometimes I'm like, and then do you do the thing? Like, I always do this with like these where if you like write it and then you're like, okay, I hate my handwriting, so I'm going to rewrite it.
Redo it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because what's the point?
Right. You have to have good handwriting. Yes.
To look right.
And I remember when I had my dance studios and Janelle, she had really good handwriting. She worked with me and people would make lists and she would say, I can't read her list because I don't like her handwriting. Like, yeah.
It's like offensive.
Yeah. Totally. She's like, yes. So, yes. And Janelle taught me how to make the letters with like the little dots on them. Do you ever make those?
Oh, yeah. That's a go-to.
Those. Yes. I love them. So, yeah. But I got to say, you have really good handwriting.
Thank you.
Really good. The other day, I was like, can you just write this for me?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I love handwriting.
Well, I have like teacher handwriting. Mm-hmm. I have my go-to handwriting. I taught myself some calligraphy while I was in quarantine in my apartment.
Did?
Yeah. I ordered like a couple of books and some pens from Amazon.
I was gonna ask you if you ever did a handwriting book.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I took a class when I was younger at like the Western Heritage Museum during a summer.
Of course you did.
When my mom was like, let's do some enrichment.
Uh-huh.
It's like,
okay.
Like,
okay, mother.
I learned how to sew. Uh-huh. I learned how to do calligraphy.
Really?
I did like a makeup class when I was like 8. Yeah.
Are you good at sewing?
I can sew.
So like if a pair of pants were too big, could you take them in?
I could try.
You could
I would definitely try.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
But this might be like the chopsticks thing where my confidence outweighs my skill set. But I would definitely try.
You would definitely try. All right. See, do you like sewing? Because for me, it was too meticulous.
I like that stuff.
You
though.
Like that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Fun fact, Jaden's first communion pants were too long and I stapled them. I was like, no one will know. And he's like, all right, mom. Like, gotta do what
you
gotta
do. Why not?
I was busy. I was working back then. I was working hard.
Hello.
Hello. I mean, I know, but you know. So, yeah. Okay. Yep. So if you see Jane's first communion pictures, staples.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll work. You know what we do with JoJo? We zip tie. If it's like too big or like she'll come off stage and she'll be like, the elastic on my pants is all stretched out. We'll just like cut a hole in it, zip tie it and move on.
Wow.
Zip tie everything. Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Who knew?
It's crazy.
Yeah. When we were in Slimefest UK, that was like a huge thing. We had to zip tie those pants to the stuff that was under it. Like we had a lot of zip ties there because she dances so much. It like bags out.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're not changing, it just keeps bagging out and then you just keep putting more zip ties. But a zip tie won't move.
Right?
And it shouldn't break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, dance moms. Just have some... zip ties in your kit.
Some zip ties, yes. And then when we did the slumber party video, we had those little onesies. And Bella's onesie actually ripped. And I was like, Joy, what do we have? And she's like, we have zip ties. I'm like, perfect.
Here we go.
Zip tying it back together. So, yes. How do we get talking about, like, zip ties?
Oh, skills. What
skills.
Is what?
Okay. Handwriting. Oh, my gosh. So off topic. Okay. Yes. Totally off topic. You guys, I still have face masks. I don't know if you saw them or not, but they're so adorable. And they're blinged out. And they're rainbow. And I love everything about them. And my new catchphrase is, be kind, love your life, and wear a face mask. Right?
Right.
I love it. It's like so easy. Be kind, love your life, and wear a face mask. Do all three. I guarantee you, your life will be better. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So let's talk about it. I know I've traveled to some pretty cool places. I know you've traveled to some pretty cool places.
Yeah.
And let's just talk about them. Okay. But let's just wait a second. I have written down here, talk about New Year's resolutions. Well, how are they going for you, Miranda?
I didn't set any.
Okay.
After 2020, it felt like I would be setting myself up for disaster.
Okay.
It wouldn't be fair.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's cool. All right.
You know, I'm just living my life.
You're living your life. All right. Well, my main one was to be more organized and not be so like last minute Charlie.
Yeah.
And I organized my pantry.
I was going to say, it looks so good.
Thank you. I've tried to like organize the bling bits a lot and like do stuff with that. And tomorrow I'm going to organize my closet. I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm really excited. So that's how my New Year's resolutions are going.
Yeah,
I feel like
in progress.
Good progress. Yeah, keep it organized. And I try to like, for me, this is what happens. Like if people do dishes for me, they'll just shove it in the drawer. They'll like shove it in the cupboard.
Yeah.
So I've tried to like give everything a place. So when people put things away, they know where they go. Tom. So like, you know, that's all. So I'm just trying to be more organized. All right. So let's talk about this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. I did like a countdown. Okay.
Yeah.
So my fifth favorite place was Mexico City.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We went there. JoJo performed at Kids' Choice Awards there. And fun fact about Mexico City. Okay. So we stayed in this hotel. It was phenomenal. It was beautiful. And there was this restaurant inside the hotel in now Mexico City. If you don't speak Spanish, you don't know what you're eating, where you're going, what you're doing. So there's two restaurants in our hotel. There's the Palm Steakhouse, which we have here in California.
Yeah.
And there's this other one that no one knows what it is. Okay. So I took my people to the Palm because I know my people will eat a steak or a potato and they'll be happy. And like the teacher, Heather, the teacher, and Dee Dee, and I believe Becky was there. Becky, yes, definitely Becky went. And it wasn't Heather the teacher, it was a different teacher. So it was a different teacher, it was Dee Dee and it was Becky, all went to the other restaurant because, you know, they're in Mexico City and they wanted to, like, be adventurous and, like, all this stuff. Well, the restaurant they went to was a cricket restaurant.
No.
All their food had crickets in it. No. Chips and salsa with crickets in it. Do you know how much, like, so serious. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank the Lord we did not go there. They didn't know it.
Yeah, what do you do?
They didn't know. They didn't know until it was like they had eaten it and they had eaten crickets all night.
Okay.
Needless to say, they came to the Palm with us the next time. We just ate at the Palm pretty much every night. And then we would have like guides and stuff and they took us to some like local places. And we had like phenomenal tacos and stuff like that. But yeah, could you imagine eating crickets? Like I can't. Like I just, Okay, another fun fact about Mexico City, that's where I agreed to all of the tour deal.
Oh.
It's not where I signed it, but it was where we like stopped negotiating and I was like, okay, we're in.
It's a go.
It's a go.
That's exciting.
Isn't that cool? Like I remember the day like it was yesterday, actually. And then another fun fact is we went to see Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Cool.
It was really cool. And Becky actually was the mastermind behind that. And she was like, there's this monument here. We have to go see it. And we're going to go before we go to the airport. And I'm like, all right, I'm in, you know. And then it turned out to be Our Lady of Guadalupe. And my family was so excited. And we saw the church. And it's really neat. It's like the statue. And then because people want to pray in front of it. So they don't want people to have a long time there because there's a lot of people that go to see this. And especially we were going on a Sunday. So they have these like moving sidewalks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it's cool.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. And even if a mass is going on, so the statue is like on the altar, but the moving sidewalks are underneath. So you can still look up and see it, but like they can still have mass. It doesn't disrupt anything. It's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after mass, a lot of people will go to pray to the statue. So then they just get up and like go down there. And like, I didn't know this, but Becky was like, you can go as many times as you want on the sidewalk. So there was like three sidewalks. And I think the first time we were in the back and she's like, let's go again. So we got in line again and we went to the front of the sidewalk.
Nice. Yeah.
And then they had this other church that was like crooked.
Oh.
And like they never tore it down, but you could see inside that the whole building was like crooked.
Yeah.
And I was really scared. I was like, I just don't want to be in here, Becky. Like, let's just go. And so then we did that and we like went to this little souvenir store and we bought rosaries for everyone. And then I have the statue in my bedroom. And actually, Patrice, it's funny, was in my closet because I was showing her my closet when we just got this house. And she's like, what is the statue in your closet? And I'm like, it's Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm like, I just put it in by my stuff. So I would like always remember that day with my family. And then they had this little like civic center above the parking garage. And they had kids dancing in it. So we actually like sat there and watched a dance show. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really, really, really cool. So if you ever go to Mexico City, that's what you got to do. Don't eat crickets. And you should go see the Our Lady of Guadalupe. It was pretty cool. All right. So my next one, my fourth one is Blackpool in the UK. And now I'm a huge fan of the UK, but like most people have never been to Blackpool. So I'm going to talk about Blackpool a little bit. We went there for Slime Fest early on when JoJo was like just getting started with Nickelodeon. They asked her to come perform at Slime Fest. And we actually had never been to the UK then. So that was our first trip to the UK. Blackpool is like this tiny little beachy town. What's the beach town here? Like Atlantic City is what I would like compare it to, like something like that. Our hotel was called the Big Blue.
Cool.
And the elevator was like as big as this table right here. Like two people max. Okay. And the hotel rooms were, hey buddy, the hotel rooms were a little small, we'll say. It was beautiful hotel rooms, but I was like, everything in Europe is tiny, okay? Yeah. So I called down, and because we like our drinks cold, and I'm like, can I please get a refrigerator for our room? And they're like, of course, Mrs. C will bring one up. They bring it up, and it's like one of those kid ones for like one
individual
one bottle of water.
You keep on your desk in the office. Okay.
We are in Europe. All right, it's cool. One at a time, kids. Yeah. And so like we got that figured out. The next year, we were going back to Blackpool, and I was like, hey, you guys, I'm cool. We'll stay at this hotel, but I need a bigger room. I'm like, I need a bigger room and I need like a full size like refrigerator. And they're like, you had the biggest room. I was like, okay, cool. So, and the room was great. It had like a fireplace in it, but it literally had one bed. And JoJo was like 15 and Tom was coming, you know? So then we split up. We got lots. I just stayed with JoJo and Tom got a room. So we figured it out a little bit the second year. Cold and rainy there.
Really?
Super. Every day. Very cold and very rainy. And at the Big Blue, the roller coaster would go like by your hotel room because it was like by an amusement park. So you could see the roller coaster. You could like stick your hand out the window and give people a high five that were on the ride. Okay?
Stop it.
Dead serious. Dead serious. But they would have like scarves and hats and wool coats and they would be riding the ride like, ooh, like so cold, like freezing there.
Yeah.
Yes. And the roller coaster place is called like Pleasure Beach. So like, I know you like to look things up. So I'm giving you
Googling
all the
it.
Pleasure. Are you Googling it? Yes. Pleasure Beach. And honestly, like we have a hard time eating when we go to other countries. So it's like, you know, they're like, oh, let's try Nando's chicken. Like, have you ever had Nando's chicken?
I did.
Yeah. We're like, okay, it's chicken. Well, then we didn't like the sauce. You know, we didn't really like the peri peri sauce. And so they're like, how about fish and chips? And I gotta say, we loved the fish and chips, but it had like the skin on it. So we had to like get through like not eating the skin and stuff like that. But we found this Italian restaurant. It was called Frankie and Benny's. And it's funny because I was reviewing this with Jaden last night and he remembered, Mom, you gotta tell him about that Italian restaurant we found, Frankie and Benny's. Okay. So we go to Frankie and Benny's and everyone was like drab and like hungry and like just tired, and I'm like, bring us some mozzarella sticks, some french fries, like I'm ordering all this food for these kids. And all of a sudden they like lit up and they like started like talking and it was like magical, right? We went to Frankie and Benny's every night. Every time, even when we go back to the UK, like when we were just there on tour, there was one in the arena, like in the little like council area or concourse area. Tom and I went to Frankie and Benny's. Like, all places, Frankie and Benny's was our favorite place in Blackpool.
Did you bring home any souvenirs from Blackpool?
I did, actually. Across the street from the like the area where JoJo performed, like the stage area, there was like a gift store. And they had different JoJo bows and they had little bags. And so I had Dee Dee. I was like, go over there and get everything they have, right? Yeah. And so then she's like, they have this place that sells slushies. And they, it's kind of like Vegas, but it was like slushies, but you could get like a whole big one. So I got JoJo and I'm like, do you want to go to this slushie place quick? So we snuck her out. We went and got slushies. And then, yeah, so that's what we did. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we bought anything else from Pleasure Beach. The second year we went, was they had this roller coaster. I didn't ride it, but JoJo said it was like the best roller coaster she had ever been on. And after the show, they shut the whole park down. And they let all the people that were in the show just go ride this roller coaster.
Wow.
Yeah. And they had another roller coaster there, but it was so high and it was so windy.
Oh, gosh.
They couldn't ride it. Isn't that scary to think that the wind could, like, affect that? Yeah. But she said the one that they rode was new and it was, like, really smooth and really fun. I think they rode it, like, 10 times. They just kept letting them ride and ride. And you know JoJo. That was, like, right up her alley. Yeah. All right. So... okay, funny story. So we're in Blackpool, and Jaden, I think this is his first time, like, traveling out of the country, and he was like, hey, I'm going to go take a walk, right? And I'm like, no, you're not just going to, like, go take a walk, Jaden. And he's like, come on, Mom, I'm fun. I'm like, nope, not happening, zero. So then I hear Tom and Jaden talking that they're going to take the train to Paris, because you can do that there, and they're going to Snapchat me, like, a picture of, like, they took a walk to Paris or a ride to Paris.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, we all want to go to Paris, right? And so we had a day off, and I was like, okay, how can we get JoJo to go to Paris, right? Because normally on JoJo's day off, she likes to just chill. And so I was like, JoJo, people are talking about, like, going to Paris. And she's like, I'd go to Disneyland Paris. And so we're like, perfect. And I'm like, Becky, can you get us all train tickets? Karen, can you get us a guide for Disneyland Paris? And it was, everyone was like working magic. And I was like, what dancers want to go to Paris? What dancers are going home? Because the show was over. We were going to the UK to London to do some work, but we had a day off. And so some of the dancers, like, changed their airline tickets. I begged Joy to stay, but Joy wouldn't stay. Lexi stayed, though, however. And so we all took the train from London to Paris, like the tunnel, the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we went to Paris, Disneyland, and it was incredible.
Fun.
Taking the train was hard.
Yeah?
Very hard. Like, booking all those tickets was a huge,
right.
It wasn't like booking an airline ticket. Like, we had to, like, figure it out and get there and, like, do all this stuff. Thank God Becky knew what she was doing, because I don't think I would have been able to do it. And then we had a transfer. So we had to leave, like, one station and go to another station and get on our flight. Or our flight. Our train ride home was direct, but our one in the morning was a transfer. Ooh. Yeah, it was crazy what we did. We left at, like, 5 in the morning, took the first train out, and then we took the last train back, because Disneyland Paris has a station at it.
Oh.
So you can just take the train right there.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, had we had more time, we would have went to, like, the Eiffel Tower and stuff like that. But we just all went to Disneyland Paris, and it was so magical. It was so fun. We went to the Ratatouille restaurant to eat lunch, and we, like, sat down, and I'm like, everybody, we have 35 minutes to eat. Order, eat fast. Bathroom breaks, everything has to be done in 35 minutes. Like, our schedule was, like, so, like, tight that day. So, because the last train out was at, like, 6 o'clock.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have, like, a long time, but it was... so memorable and so fun. And there are roller coasters there. Okay. So you know how you have, like, the things, like the like, chest things? There's, like, seat belted in, and they were, like, really thick elastic.
Oh.
So, like, when you went to, like, go, like, it gave a little bit. It was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Their rides were, like, so high tech. Yeah. Okay. Next one. Place number 3. Ireland.
Ooh.
Yeah. Have you been to Ireland?
I've never been to Ireland.
Okay. It's pretty cool. It definitely feels like Ireland you think would feel.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we took a ferry there, which I get so motion sick, it's gross. Okay, uh-huh. So, like, the ferry for me was torture, okay, because the whole, like, rocking of the boat for, I'm like, Becky, how long is this boat ride? She's like, it's like 2 hours. I'm like, oh my God. But luckily she had gotten us a hotel room in the boat so I could just go lay down and, like, pass out. But if I wouldn't have been able to lay down, I would have been, like, so bad. So, but the boat had, like, a restaurant, and it had, like, a movie theater and, like, a little gift shop, and places where people like hang out and have fun, but I didn't get to enjoy any of that. I just literally laid on a bed and tried not to cry. Yes, I had a pity party for myself. Yeah. But the ferry was so big, like the buses drove on it.
Oh,
it,
wow.
Yeah, it took like cars. And I was like, Becky, I'm just going to stay on the bus because I had a feeling I was going to be miserable. Uh-huh. And she was like, no, don't stay on the bus. She's like, because it's going to be like dark and there's not going to be like Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And they like pack you in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's like, at least get off the bus. She's like, yeah. I have a room for you. I have two rooms. She's like, so that way if your kids want to go in a room, they don't have to be by you. And I was like, all right. So I trusted her. Yeah. So then we get to Ireland and it's exactly how you think it would feel. And like the awesome sidewalks and like the buildings, and our hotel was right by this shopping area. And like we went shopping, we went to like a pub and had a snack. We got like ice cream, and then Christina Aguilera happened to be there, and she was at the same venue JoJo was going to be at the following day. So my people called her my people, JoJo's people called her people, and they gave us like 20 free tickets to her concert. Like we were able to take all the dancers. Becky, Joy, Tom, Nate, Casey, like everyone went, okay. And what do we call that? Like the A crew, I think, the A team or the A party, whatever that is. The A party went to Christina Aguilera, and JoJo didn't have anything to wear. So we went shopping, and Sly took us shopping, aww, and JoJo's security, and we got JoJo something to wear. And we all went to this like pub before. And it's funny because like, I don't let my kids like drink if they're not supposed to drink, but I don't know what the rules are in Ireland, but they're like, Jaden, you can have. And I'm like, nope. Like, nope. So yeah, they were like all about it there, but it was good. We had like good fish and chips, like with a lot of like fish and chippy like stuff there. Yeah. Yeah. That was really, really, really fun. Now that I think about it. I didn't get to do, like, everyone was like, oh, go see all the castles and, like, right, all that stuff. Yeah. I didn't get to do anything like that. So if I went back, I would want to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the area we were at was incredible. And it was just so, like, when you went outside, you just knew you were in Ireland. It was so good.
Okay. Are the fans in Ireland any different? Like,
well, I wouldn't say that they're different, but for us, it's always fun to hear how foreign fans speak.
Okay.
Like with their little accent or their words they use, you know, like what they fancy and just like, it's just different. Yeah. And like the gifts, like a lot of fans bring JoJo's gifts. So like the gifts they bring are different. Aww. Like, yeah, just cute, just adorable, sweet, super nice. Number two is Australia. I've been there three times. I just realized that. The first time was with Dance Moms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like throwing it way back. That was the first time I had ever left the country. I was like newbie leaving the country. I was nervous. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm leaving the country. I remember going to like Bondi Beach and I was like, I'm so far away from my family. Like I looked at the ocean and I'm like, we're just so far away. But then I was like, I realized like it's not hard to travel internationally. You know what I mean? Right. I was like, we can do this. Like my family could do this. This is like a thing. Like now I want to take like a real international trip with my family. So it like opened that door for us doing it on Dance Moms. So then we went with Nickelodeon and we did like some performances in the malls. And those were really fun and really crazy, like really crowded and like best fan moments ever. Aww. Over there with those fans. We did SeaWorld and that was really fun too. Like do all that. We stayed at the Versace Hotel.
Wait, that's a thing?
Uh-huh.
It's is it incredible?
It's like nothing you've ever seen before. Yeah. It's incredible.
Googling.
Google Versace Hotel. Yeah. And we had like a villa JoJo and I did. It was absolutely beautiful. So gorgeous. Yeah. That was the first trip I feel like that Becky went with us on, because I remember Dee Dee and Heather going, who's this Becky girl? And I was like, you guys are gonna like her, she's like the tour manager. Like we were just like prepping for everything.
Yeah
First time I went to Australia with JoJo, like I took her on the double decker bus tour. Do you ever do those?
Not my vibe.
Not your vibe. See, it's my vibe because you can see it and you don't have to drive. Yeah. And like you can hop on and hop off. So that's like what we did. Like we got to like the Sydney Opera House and I was like, oh, let's hop off. There's like little fun stuff here. You know, so we did that. And when we stayed with Dance Moms, it's kind of crazy. We stayed at this Hilton. And when we went back for the tour, we stayed at the exact same Hilton. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I knew exactly where I was in a foreign country. I'm like, this is my box. Oh, we can just walk to the harbor. I'm like, I know where we are. I know where the Gucci store is. I know where Louis Vuitton is. I know where the restaurants are. I know where the Hard Rock Cafe. Okay. So I feel like people get annoyed with me because I'm like, oh, do you have a Hard Rock Cafe? Because I have the A party here and they're starving. And some people in the A party are always like, well, why don't we just go to like a foreign restaurant? And I'm like, cause you guys won't eat anything. You know, yeah. Like if I take you to the Hard Rock Cafe, I know you're all going to eat. So you can go do the weird stuff on your own time.
There you go.
I feel like that's me who says that.
You want to go to the weird places?
Yeah. I'm always like, want to be in the culture, even if it's gross.
So then we should make a pact that the next time you go, we should research it beforehand.
Yes.
No, I'll go with you guys.
Y'all didn't see my Australia notebook.
Because you took us to the church, the pancake church. Like, yep. That was really fun. But I always feel like everyone's relying on me to be like, where should we go? Right. And if I pick a place, it's like, I just know the Hard Rock Cafe is good. Yeah.
You guys don't know how it is when you suggest something to Jess. It's like, she gives you a look like, what are you talking about? Then you just go back to what Jess likes. Because Jess does it better. Because it's dangerous to suggest something and then it's a big fail for everyone.
Well, see, that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, what if I say, oh, let's do this? And everyone's like, what are we doing here? Yeah, it'd be so embarrassing. That happened in Australia once. We went to this, like, 50s diner. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I brought everyone here. Yeah. But we had some pretty good ones. Did you guys go to that pizza place with us when it was, like, all closed down and they opened it for us? Were you there? They had everyone ordered pizza. Like, that was really, really, really good. But did you go to the cheeseburger place with us? That was kind of off the beaten path. That was in Australia. I think we went there after we went to the zoo.
I had to have. I feel like I went everywhere in Australia.
I feel like I never have complaints.
You always find the good places.
Thanks. Thanks, Nate. Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you. So, yeah, we went to, I asked Tom what his favorite thing in Australia was, and he said the Sydney Zoo. Okay. And I was like, that was fun. Yeah, that was really cool doing that. I've never done the bridge climb. I would like to do the bridge climb.
Oh, were you like?
Yeah. I wouldn't like to do it, but I would like to be like on a moving sidewalk.
You got to do it.
I don't know that I want to climb it. You got to hoof it. I know. My friend Patrice said she did it. She's like, I have two words for you, bridge climb. And I'm like, I don't know, Patrice. I don't know. Do you guys remember in Australia when they brought those animals to the venue?
Yes.
Were you guys there and they had like the big snakes? Yeah. And, oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Nothing. I can't. And then like when JoJo had it, she was like, okay, take it off. And the girl was like talking. And I'm like, right. She said, take it off. They, like, get it off her.
They really love their jobs.
They did love their jobs. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And this really, like, people got to hold a koala there. Did you hold a koala?
I did.
You did? Yeah.
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 And then that was my, like, tour ID photo.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It was, like, the only picture I had of me.
Yeah. The koala one. You know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Yeah. 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 When we went with Dance Moms, they held a koala, too. That was part of filming one day, I think. Yeah. We went and filmed. And JoJo held a snake again. Held a snake and held a koala.
Come on, Brittany.
Come on, JoJo. Hold that snake. But we got to, like, go in this big area. And there was so many kangaroos. Like, we took you guys to one, but this one had, like, 100 times more. They were everywhere. And they all had the little babies in their pouches. And they were just, like, hopping and hopping and hopping. It was absolutely incredible. I don't know where it was. So if anybody from Australia is watching and they know, you should tell me. Because that place was really cool. And I would take people back there. And then we were in these vans driving. And it was on, like, in a mountain. And we were driving home and the driver was like crazy, like going like kind of fast. And the producer from Dance Moms, one of them was like, stop driving like this. Do you know who's in this car, buddy? And the guy was like, sorry, I just know these curves like I know the back of my hand. And the guy was like, I don't care. Slow down. So, yeah, I always just play on my phone. Just try not to look up. Okay, you guys, my absolute favorite place.
Drum roll.
Is London.
Aww.
I know. I feel like when I had to go, like, where would I want to go, like, right now, it was London. Not to say that none of these couldn't have been number one, but, like, at this moment in time, like, London. Yeah. Cool. I feel like for me, it was the first country that I went to that felt really foreign. You know, like, in my early travel days, I feel like I like how they don't change a lot of things. Uh-huh. Like, it feels historical. I like the streets. Yeah. I like that they drive on the opposite side of the road. Like, the hotel that we stay at, because Nickelodeon always puts us in, like, these phenomenal hotels, is incredible. I cannot think of the name of it to save my life right now, but it's phenomenal. It has a bowling alley in it.
Oh,
I had like a record player in the room. Like it was so, so incredible. Some of the fun things there that I like about it is I like the area that they put us in like that Piccadilly Square. Mm-hmm. And you can walk everywhere. And They have like the Broadway shows and they have the little cheesy souvenir stores and they have like all the restaurants. So we get there, we go to Rainforest Cafe, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, you know us, like, okay. Then we found their Chinatown. And we got like the bubble waffle cones. That was the first time we had ever had bubble waffle cones. Nate knows all about bubble waffle cones. Oh, yeah? Yep. He's coming in. Coming in for the kill.
That
right
was
now.
When Lexi said she wanted to explore. And then I was like, oh, I have some places I want to hit too. And then she's like, oh, let's go to mine first on the way. Like, I don't know if it was on the way or whatever, but it was to that same place. And I realized after I got there, it was literally just to take an Instagram picture with a cone.
Uh-huh. The fish cone.
And it was good. Uh-huh. It was really good. And then you had those, it's owned by like Asians.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's in Chinatown. So it's owned by Chinese people. And they were like, had a good system. They knew everybody was getting those ice creams for Instagram.
Yeah.
They like literally make
they
them
know.
For
yep.
that. It's
beautiful. And they have like a little thing in them. Oh, it's, and it's good. It's like, it's really good. It's a whole bakery. So you can get other things there, but the whole thing is the bubble waffle cone. And I had never had dim sum before.
Oh.
And so that's where like Dee Dee kind of got us hooked on dim sum. And so we had this big round table and then it had like a little table in the middle that like spun. Yeah. And we just ordered a whole bunch of stuff and everyone just ate dim sum like all night. That's what we did every night. We went to Chinatown and got bubble waffle cones and dim sum and then just walked around. Like it was really cool just to be able to walk around in a foreign country. And then this is how like cool the Nickelodeon team is over there. I was like, it would be so fun to take one of those double decker bus tours, right? And just like see everything. Uh-huh. Cause like I'm into seeing everything. And the next day after work, they're like, we have a surprise outside for you guys. They had rented us our own double decker bus and took us on like a tour to see all the things.
Cute.
Yeah. So it was really like we got to do it and do it in our time frame, but we got to like see everything.
Yeah.
And then the next time I went with Tom and he was there and he wanted to go do the Beatles Abbey Road thing and like walk across the street and like do that. So we had our driver like take us there and do that. Like that was so good. I love going to Buckingham Palace. And I went to Buckingham Palace. I went because you can't like really tour the palace. Like we've never been able to.
Yeah.
But you can go in and they have like a gift shop. They have everything. I was getting like pot holders and cups and measuring spoons and stuffed animals and chocolates, like all this stuff with like Buckingham Palace. And Tom's like, what are you buying that for? I'm like, me. I'm like, this is like the coolest place I've ever been. Like it's unreal to see all that.
Did you go shopping at Harrod's?
No, I've never been there.
Jocelyn.
I know. I need to go there.
Oh, my God.
It's really hard to go to a place like that with JoJo. I'm so, sure. Like,
we'll leave her behind.
I know. I can't. That's not fair. Yeah. Yeah. So, but no, I do want to go there really, really, really bad. But we would have to have help going there. So, yes, it's on my list of yes, I need to for sure. Oh, the other cool thing we did is, like, that's, like, Harry Potter world over there. And actually, at the train station, they have the podium that is 9 3/4. Uh-huh. And they have the luggage thing, like, pushed into it. And you can, like, get your picture taken and, like, jump up and, like, that's act like so you're, like, funny. Running into the wall, right?
Yeah.
And so Nickelodeon surprised JoJo, and they took her there, and they let us, like, do the pictures and pretend we're, like, jumping into the wall. And cute. So that was really cool. And they also have, like, this Harry Potter, like, world thing there. Like, we didn't go because we didn't want to get up early and they were going early in the morning. But it's something where you can go and there's like sets and like all this stuff. It's like the legit like Harry Potter place, but we didn't go. But we should go because like now we're like more mature and we can get up early in the morning. Yeah, we totally should go. And they also had like a YouTube headquarter place there.
Oh, cool.
So we went to that too. It was like right by the station, like the 9 3/4 station. And then we went to the YouTube place. So that was pretty cool. Also went for high tea. I'd never been to high tea before. Yes. So Nickelodeon took us to this high tea place. And I'm not a tea drinker. I don't even know like what kind of a tea is a tea, right? Uh-huh. And so you go to this high tea place and it is beyond fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. And they bring you like these cute little sandwiches that you don't even know what you're eating. And it's like you're like with all these Nickelodeon executives and they're really cool. And so you want to make like a good impression, right? But you're reading like all these teas, like pages of teas. And yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, which one do I want? You know, right? And so I don't even remember which one I said. But I, and I'm like, I'll have this one, tea. Please. It's like the whatever, whatever. And this sweet lady from Nickelodeon was like, that's my favorite one too. And I was like, yes. Perfect. I nailed it. And so I'm like drinking the tea and we're like eating the sandwiches. And I'm like, I had like these little desserts. And then I guess like the big thing there is do you put like the cream on first or the jam on first? On like the scone, and I think we were like cream and then jam, but some people were like jam and then cream, and they put a lot on.
Oh yeah.
So like they have the thing and they just put it on and they put it on and they eat it, and it's really good. Yeah. Really, really good. And then the next time we went there, we had high tea with Nickelodeon. It was like the tour team. They surprised us with that, but it was in this like hidden room. Ooh. At the arena. Yes. So oh. We were at the arena in London, which would have been the O2. And they have a total hidden room. It's like a wall and it just like pushes open. And we had high tea in there. Wow. Yeah. And it was pretty cool because I had had high tea before and Tom and Jane didn't have high tea before. And Tom was like, what is all of this? And I'm like, you'll like this sandwich. You may not like this sandwich. Try this one. I was a total navigator. Yes. I was a professional.
I mean, yes. Cultured lady.
Yes. Pass me the sugar cubes.
Were you wearing a tiny little hat or a giant hat?
No.
No.
No. I was wearing my tour hoodie, actually. Yep. How I roll on tour, I mean. Tour hoodie. It was fun though. It was really fun to do that with all those people. Yeah. And it's interesting because at the time you're like, huh, we're going to tea tonight. You know, you don't yeah. even like, you know, it doesn't register. But then after you do it and you're like, oh my God, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Because mm-hmm. we don't do high tea here, you know? Now I want to talk about where I want to go.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to go to Asia. I've never been to Asia. And this was supposed to be our year to go to Asia. Okay. We were going to go to like Disney, Tokyo Disney, Shanghai Disney, like all these places. But COVID came. So we didn't go to Asia or anywhere. But definitely want to go definitely to Asia yeah. and like just have so much fun over there. So it's going to happen. It's totally going to happen.
If London felt foreign to you and made you feel like you were in another world, you just wait. And you just wait.
Do you want to know? This podcast does really good in Asia.
Are you serious?
Totally. Yeah. Oh. It does it better in Asia than anywhere.
Okay.
Even US. Yeah.
Stop.
Unreal. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on, Asia. Come through. Come through. Okay. Come through. All right. So we're going to Asia. I don't know what year it's going to be because I don't know when this whole virus thing is going to be over. But as soon as we can, we are definitely going to plan a trip to Asia and do something there. But I guess what I want you guys to take away from this is just travel, have fun, make memories, enjoy it. Take the time to travel, mm-hmm. even if it's a road trip. Like, I love road trips. Yeah. Tom and I road trip all the time. Don't be afraid to travel far. I mean, if it's an option, don't be scared. I was the first time I went to Tom Bradley, the international airport here. I was like, I am going somewhere. Like, the airport is big and yeah. like you see all the countries and like it's so overwhelming, but you can do it. So if you're nervous, I promise you can do it. And another thing, like people will say, like, how do you fly to Australia? It's such a long flight. Like, it's not that bad. It's really not, I promise.
And your excitement, like, carries you through.
Yeah,
you know? It does. It's worth it. Mm-hmm.
It does. And honestly, like, people are going to say now, like, oh, well, you fly with JoJo, and it's different. It's definitely different, but I have flown the other way.
Okay.
And it was fun. Like, I flew where JoJo and I were snuggled up next yeah. to each other and watched movies, and she would, like, it's just fun. They have lots of food on the flight, and it's cool. So it's just what you make it, you know?
Totally.
But don't be afraid. Travel big, and take your face masks with you. I mean, you guys, so that's it.
If you're going to wear a face mask, it might as well be bedazzled and have something positive on
yeah,
it, right?
It should be. I mean, be kind and be bedazzling. Love your life and be fancy. Yes, totally. I love these so much. They turned out actually better than I could have hoped for. I was yeah. so excited to make them. And then I was like, oh my gosh, they're just beautiful. I love them. So you guys, travel, have fun, make memories with your people, and do the most important thing. Love your life and love it every day. Love the people around you. Be kind, be respectful. And thank you so much for watching this podcast. Success with Jess.